We're back on Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM. Thanks for being here. My name is Jeff, your host for the next hour of good stuff. We are pre-recorded, coming to you from the Sunset Saloon basement here. Thanks for tuning in. I was talking in the last hour about stuff I bought on Bandcamp. It was the last Bandcamp Friday of the year the other day. And as usual, I bought a bunch of stuff I probably didn't need, but you know, you got to support, you got to show your love. So I want to play a few things, including something unearthed Jim Bryson beauty and weirdness coming up for you. But first, speaking of beauty and weirdness, the new record from our good pal Ben Delacour is finally going to come out in the new year. It's called Sweet Anhedonia, and it's produced by Jim White, and this track features Becky Warren. So it's just like a collision of amazingness. Now, Ben, being the savvy businessman that he is, didn't put it on Bandcamp for Bandcamp Day, because why would you want to make any money off your music, right? But I, pretty resourceful, I found a way to give him money anyway. You can actually buy his record on iTunes. Remember iTunes? Apparently it still exists. You can still go and buy records. I think I'm probably the only one who does. But you know what? If you feel like supporting Ben's new record, that seems to be the only way you can do it right now. So I did it, and here's the first single. This is Numbers Game. Got to hear this a few times this summer in Wisconsin. It is a gem, Ben Delacour.
Screen doors torn, the sky's gray. Four dirty little feet, two more on the way. Rock bottom, baby, that's you and me. Rent's past due, we got $65, so you head downtown and see Carlotta. Sometimes I wish I was a tree. Oh, it's a numbers game. You start out high, you get low down. There's broken hearts all over this town. Oh, it's a numbers game.
Homecoming queen back in 96, but I stuck around town. Mama got sick by the time she checked out. I was all alone. Growing up poor means growing up quick, and you'll meet a lot of folks on a double shift, lined up at the clinic, waiting on your methadone.
Oh, it's a numbers game. You start out high, low down, there's broken hearts all over this town. Oh, it's a numbers game. Don't tell me to hold on, that it's bright as before the dawn. Like counting drops of falling rain. Oh, it's a numbers game.
Sky is black, my feet are wrecked. I smoke one last cigarette out on the steps. The kids are sleeping in a bed they've long outgrown.
I walk by the kitchen to say goodnight, and I see her empty face in the TV light. I love you, baby, more than you could ever know. Oh, it's a numbers game. You start out high, you get low down. There's broken hearts all over this town. Oh, it's a numbers game.
Thank you. shuffle. A woman in black dances with the wind. Across town, sirens are wailing. I watch it unfold from the pedestrian bridge. Clouds form in the sky like a carousel. Rivers do in what rivers do.
Hear the congregation raving, we need you to believe. Yeah, this is bigger than a craving, this is bigger than a need. Wrap your arms around me shaking, I need you to believe. Peel my skin and leave me naked, 'cause I'm ready to receive. Here on the mountain, you'll finally understand. Up here on the mountain, you can hold it in your hand. Stick your Roman daggers in it. Watch how quickly it can heal. Wipe my sweat off when I'm sinning. Take a pulse on how I feel. 'Cause here in the mountain, you grab a ring of your desire. On top of the mountain, we can't take it any higher. Higher. Yeah, I will follow.
turn it around. I'm afraid of the dark, I'm still frightened of heights. But up on the mountain, I'm into the light. On the mountain, on the mountain, on the mountain. Killer in me, baby. Here's where I need you to forgive. Here's where we all go fucking crazy. It's the way we learn to live. Put your hand inside me, Jesus. You feel my heart, it beats for you. I need to know just how you're feeling. Tell me one thing that is true.
Bootstraps. It's better than the daytime dramas that keep following me. And I like it more than all these winters where even inside we freeze. And it's better than my years after college, hiding under the sheets. And it's all these days I ever think of, it visits me in my dreams. So I keep sweeping. I keep sweeping.
Well, is Terry still listening? That right there is Owl Mountain Radar. Owl Mountain Radar is the name of that band. It sounds suspiciously like Mr. Jim Bryson. So I guess this thing, Owl Mountain Radar, is Jeff Kane's, Chris Page, and Jim Bryson. And if their little thing is to be believed, it was recorded between September 2010 and May 2011. So why do we not know about this till now? I don't know. There's a cool pink 45 with these three songs, and apparently there's a full record coming. I don't know. But you can get it on the Bandcamp, and there's the Jim number there. The rest is pretty great too. So I don't know. Pretty cool. Owl Mountain Radar there for you. Before Owl Mountain Radar, I just love saying Owl Mountain Radar, we heard something brand new from Two Cow Garage, the project featuring the greatest songwriter in the world, Micah Schnabel. Their new song is called Promises. That's not a Micah song, but you can hear him singing in the background and playing along and stuff. And it's pretty great. Before that, something from Jerry Joseph from his Tick album, which I got a little while ago. I didn't wait for the Bandcamp day for that one. I just couldn't. It's like some demos and like some rarities and a set featuring Jerry backed up by the Drive-By Truckers that is making me rethink my hatred of live albums. It's astonishing. Like, it takes the best songs off of his record. What is it? The Beautiful Madness? And you back him up in a live setting with the Drive-By Truckers and hear the stories behind the songs and stuff. And it just blows my damn mind. It's so good. I'd love to play you the 12-minute and 44-second version of Sugar Smacks. Maybe at Christmas time I'll play that for you if we get a marathon going. Oh, so good there. Jerry Joseph. The album's called Tick. And that's pretty stellar. We heard something in there from Scott Nolan. That is the Yellow Lights of Moray. That's the demo version, recorded before he hooked up with Glenn Buehr and got the whole string thing going on. That's kind of how it started. And what a beautiful version. I love those kind of early versions of stuff, and that's pretty great. Thanks for slipping that out there, Scott. And Ben Delacour from his upcoming record, Sweet Anhedonia. Of course, his last record, Shadowland, produced by Scott Nolan, and one of the best records ever. It's so good. Oh, but this one's going to be great too. Numbers Game there, featuring Becky Warren. Oh, I don't know if Terry's still listening, but maybe I can redeem myself with a new album that belongs on, excuse me, belongs on our best of the year lists, I think. Yeah. I'm going to play that in a couple minutes. Maybe I'll ease into it. I'll play some stuff and then somebody will go find Terry and bring him back in the room or turn the radio back on. I don't know. But I discovered this new record the other day. I listen sometimes to a podcast called Creative Control, and that's with K's, Creative and Control, both K's, hosted by Vish Khanna, kind of a legendary music writer and just music fan and whatever. And there's a recent episode with Christine Fellows, and I thought, I'll listen to that and see what she and John are up to and whatever. And it turns out they got a new record, and I just kind of fell in love with Christine listening to that. She's so much fun and so great. And Vish played a couple of songs in there, and I was like, this is amazing. Why don't I ever play Christine Fellows on the show? Because I'm stupid, that's why. So I was listening to the record, and then I was listening to the Twang Trust the other day, and Stu mentioned that if you go to their new website, Vivat Virtute is the shop featuring the wares of Christine Fellows and some beautiful weaving by John Sampson Fellows, which are all sold out. Oh, my bucket list includes something from the John Sampson Fellows weaving collection. Who needs that more than I do? Probably nobody. Anyway, what am I talking about? Oh yeah, Stu. He said if you go on there and you order the record and you put in the discount code Winnipeg, they'll bring it to your house. And I was like, what? John K. Sampson's going to come to my house? And what do you know? Well, I don't know if it was John. In my dreams, it was John. But I ordered this on Wednesday night, and I get home from work on Thursday, and the records are already there. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's amazeballs. Anyway, I want to play it too because it's so great, and then I'll play a new discovery that even Terry's going to love. This is from the brand new record, Stuff We All Get, from Christine Fellows. I'm sorry I haven't played more Christine Fellows, but I'm, you know, not that smart. I'm in. I got the records now. I'll do better.
Thank you. We got dirt, we got dirt. We got shovels, piles of dirt. We'll dig our way down through the roots and clay. We got time, we got time to move the dirt, to clear our minds. We'll dig our way down through the restless days. Time is the best.
Tulsa's last magician got his start at four, pulled a quarter from his own ear and spun it on the floor. Since there's no good tricks but old ones, and lying ain't that hard, he saved up all his quarters and he bought a deck of cards. And he learned ragtime piano, though his teacher thought him slow. Got a black belt in karate from a pawn shop video. And he'd practice all his worst mistakes in a dirty bathroom mirror. And when his mother drank, he learned to disappear. And his classmates thought him funny, good at sleight of hand. He had this grand finale they refused to understand. It's hard to tell the whole truth of a family sawed in half. And that's why Tulsa's last magician left his home so fast. Well, down and out in Reno, broken Santa Fe, turning tricks on Los Sueños out in California. But well, they pushed him up against the wall, said, buddy, get a grill. So he learned to set himself on fire on the Las Vegas Strip. And he wandered down to Tampa, blew everybody's mind, because the crowd was cheap and easy there on beer and blowing wine. Said, I wonder where my dollar went, had the flower bloom so said, I can't reveal my secret, but they rarely failed to ask. And the crowd all thought him funny, good at sleight of hand. He had this grand finale they refused to understand. They demanded explanation when the card pulled was their own. And that's why Tulsa's last magician lost his faith and headed home. Well, he said he'd learn computers like a second foster dad and free range all the rabbits that were living in his hat. His investments all went swimmingly, he had the boss on hidden strings. His promotions were a certainty,
melody could make the numbers sing. Now time and space is easy for magic to control. Still it was 40 years of working before he noticed he was old. Now his great escape and act is just untying both his shoes. And most days he's in the easy chair yelling at the news. And the weatherman is funny and talking with his hands. But black clouds are coming in and no one understands that somebody's true religion's always someone else's joke. And that's why Tulsa's last magician pretty much went up in smoke. So friend, if you're the kind that thinks no one quite gets quite what you are, like you're a cobbler or a mechanic in this age of flying cars, if you think that you see right behind what's right before our eyes, you might be a small town's last magician in disguise. And we need you to be funny, please be good at sleight of hand, cause there's a grand finale we can't hope to understand. And there's a 1 in 52 chance it's all magic and it's true. So won't you please help us believe in you?
Job making minimum wage, look fairly well twice, neck half my age. I'm looking for somewhere that can handle the rage of a young man on the run. With rarely paid taxes and shitty insurance, a glove box full of summons and warrants, a finely tuned wish things were that weren't, you could say I was looking for fun. So I bought an 01 red Dodge Ram, bought 2 pints of whiskey and a 30 of hams. Now I'm peeing in bottles and eating from cans. But you can't call me homeless, friends, cause I live in a van. They call it van life, I've been told this. It's a fine life, I've been sold this. It's a fine line between having to and choosing it. Let's roll up, let's blow this. Well, the 7-Eleven's a sure bellyache. I subsist on a mere wake and bake. Talladega to Chicago's lakes, or I'll take your largest case. So. And all the girls from Chickamauga to Passamaquoddy speak enviously of my van's rusted body. This old thing might just be a Bugatti, the way I get it from 60 to zero. Yeah, I'm 60 miles of Fargo on a northern track. I'm burning rubber, no looking back. Pushing that thing like a maniac. I get tipped out like a stripper in singles and crack. Ooh, I wish someone would fund Amtrak. Instead, it's the van life. I've been told this, it's a fine life. I've been sold this. It's a fine line between having to and choosing it. Let's roll up, let's blow this. South of San Luis can be a little gritty. It's a far cry from Seattle's tent cities. All in all, life's pretty pretty from the Starship Enterprise. Still a guy with a house and a big old lawn. Thinks his clock's too good for me to park on. And bangs on my door with a letter that tells about 1,000 ways he can make my life hell. And he's worse than the guy who put a brick through my glass and robbed me blind and siphoned the gas. At least I know that guy needed it bad. Oh, I wish that old boy well. In the meantime, a cop is banging on my door, telling me I can't park here no more. What do you do, friends? What do you say? Gotta rev up the engine, drive away. Chalk it up to the van life. I've been told this, it's a fine life. I've been sold this. It's a fine line between having to and choosing it. Let's roll up, let's blow this. Thank you. makes friends like smoke. It all goes up and you end up alone. It's like the internet is your real home. Call of the wild, call of the road, you end the search for a clean commode. I'm a trucker of emotive payloads, backed up on guitar. Yeah, I'm a public park patron, library sleuth. I'm a thrift store grifter of western suits, bringing out three chords of the truth like a wash rag on a bar. Every time I'm feeling down on my luck, think I might trade it in for a couple of bucks. I hear some guy like Elon Musk talk about how we're all gonna get cyber trucks. I think, God, life must be easy when you're one of these dang rich gentlemen. And I'm pretty sure that I prefer the van life. I've been told this, it's a fine life. I've been sold this, it's fine line between having to and choosing it. Let's roll up, let's smoke her down. It's Big Rig Newtown, same old night, the whole world over, whole world over. Sitting sad and wondering why meritocracy's a lie. Oh, let's blow this.
Oh my God, how come nobody told me about this guy before? Man, we got to thank our my friend Brenda Tachik in Regina for helping me to that one. So it's time for some of us to hand in our best of the year lists. Kind of hate it. I got other things on the go. I don't have time for this right now. Give it to me at the end of the year. That I have time for. So I got like five or six records that are a sure thing, no problem. And then there's a bunch of other ones that are good. But I don't know which ones, you know. So I posted on the old socials, like, hey, what are you listening to? What's on your list? And Brenda says, you got to check this guy out. And holy crap, so good, so good, so good. That's Van Life there and Tulsa's Last Magician there from Peculiar Missouri. Peculiar Missouri, that's so good. Oh, I got to listen to that record and see if we can't squish it into the list. Before that, another gem of a record, Stuff We All Get, brand new from Christine Fellows. We heard Time and Sisters. Beautiful, beautiful stuff from Christine Fellows. So good, so good, so good. What do we do now? What do we do now? Okay. I'll ease into it, then I'll play you some, we'll try to get some bangers in here if I can get my brain going. Yeah. So this one, a while back I was watching Glow on Netflix. Have you seen Glow? It's so good. Mark Maron and stuff. And one of the girls, and I can't remember her name now on the show cause it's been a while and I'm kind of stupid. But the British one, she's got this accent and it's kind of a distinct accent. And I'm like, where do I know that voice from, that accent from? I don't know. It reminds me of something. I was like, you know who that reminds me of? That reminds me of Kate Nash. And by God, on that show, it's frickin' Kate Nash. You remember Kate Nash? Oh, this is such a good song.
I
wish my smile was your favorite kind of smile. I wish the way that I dress was your favorite kind of style. I wish you couldn't figure me out, but you'd always wanna know what I was about. I wish you'd hold my hand when I was upset. I wish you'd never forget the look on my face when we first met. I wish you had a favorite beauty spot that you loved secretly, 'cause it was on a hidden bit that nobody else could see. Basically, I wish that you loved me. I wish that you needed me. I wish that you knew when I said two sugars, actually, I meant three. I wish that without me, heart would break. Yeah, I wish that without me, you'd be spending the rest of your nights awake. I wish that without me, you couldn't eat. Yeah, I wish I was the last thing on your mind before you went to sleep. Knows that you're the nicest thing I've ever seen, and I wish we could see if we could be something. Yeah, I wish we could see if we could be something.
Thank you. dark pit of doubt. He's a pastime cheater who's just moving out. Here's a new direction you still haven't found. There's a great myth trading your faith for a paper crown. And wonder is every dream. Somewhere between breaking and broke, there's a song to sing. Somewhere between nothing and something is everything. Here's the good advice that you preach without a sound. Telephone call that was cheap and wore you down. Here's a losing streak and a fall to fill you down. It's the same direction but still running.
Thank you. my Chevrolet just screaming towards the coast. When you asked me what I really thought of love, I said, I don't want to bring you down. Cause it's a long and lonely road to a cold and angry sea. It's got a when it moves, it's so damn slow. Oh, it cuts out the heart just to be.
Well, that's good. Joshua Fletcher there from the album Ready Aim, produced by Alex Deason. That's Wheels. Before that, Alex himself with the Damn Wells from One Last Century. We heard everything. Kim Ritchie in there before that from the album Glimmer. We heard Come Around. And Kate Nash off the top of that set with Nicest Thing from the album Made of Bricks. That'll about do it for Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here this week. I've enjoyed playing you this music. Hopefully you've enjoyed listening to it. If you enjoy it, go out and buy some. Support the artists. Thanks for being here. Check out tellabandtogohome.com. Join us again next week. See you soon.